Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Lynn Scher.
And I'm Farai Chidea. Millions of people across Asia have been plunged into darkness by the longest total solar eclipse of this century. The shadow cast as the moon obscured the sun was observed in a corridor across India, China, and parts of Japan. Some places experienced the eclipse for more than 6.5 minutes. Scientists say it'll be more than 100 years later before there's another long eclipse like that. We're joined now by one of the lucky people who witnessed it, BBC reporter in the Indian capital, Delhi, and friend of The Takeaway, Jyotsna Singh. Jyotsna, how are you?
I'm good. I was very lucky to be able to see a partial eclipse in where I was today. But a large number of people here in India were able to witness total eclipse for a little over 2 minutes in the Hindu holy city of Varanasi, because that was one place where it was seen, the total eclipse was seen. A huge number of people, about 60 to 70,000 people had gathered there since yesterday. They were camping there by the river Ganges because, according to the Hindu religion, it has a lot of religious significance as well, and people do take a holy dip before and after the eclipse.
When you say religious significance, give me an example of, what people believe this eclipse signifies.
Well, actually, this is something I discovered today. My parents live in Varanasi. That's where I come from. I grew up. But I discovered today that there is a belief that gods and goddesses become totally powerless during the eclipse. So there is no prayer that happens before and after. The idols are basically bathed in the holy Ganges River for them to gain power. The belief is that, it's a monster that saw follows the sun, and that's how the eclipse happens. But that's the religious side of it. The scientific phenomena, we all know, there were a large number of scientists who had gathered in a nearby town in Bihar, in Taregna, which is where it was supposed to be seen for the longest period.
Right.
And again, there were thousands of people who had come to the town to be able to see that. But they were very disappointed because it was very cloudy there, and so they couldn't see anything. It was only when it became really dark for a couple of minutes, about 20 minutes past 6 o'clock local time, that people assumed that, the solar eclipse had happened, and that's when they started chanting prayers, and, the scientists were busy just trying to witness the whole phenomenon for their experiments.
Just very quickly, tell me your experience. Were you there in this sort of cloudy darkness, or were you someplace where you could perceive it a little bit more?
I was in Delhi on my rooftop with my little daughter, 8-year-old. It was a bit cloudy this morning, but we could make out that, when it became sort of slightly darker. My daughter, who, as I said, my parents come from Varanasi, which is where the total eclipse could be seen. We were constantly calling, my mother to check whether it had become absolutely dark. My daughter kept asking, so how does it look like? So can you make a...
Yeah, we have to end here, but I love it. Jyotsna Singh, BBC reporter in the Indian capital, Delhi. Thanks for sharing that with us.